KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, Adams County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched at around 7:50 p.m. Sunday to a reported dispute at a residence in the 400 block of Loomis Avenue. And upon further investigation, deputies arrested Michael Simpson of Corning for domestic abuse assault. Simpson was transported to the Adams County Jail. And police in Red Oak were on routine patrol at around 7:50 p.m. Sunday when they arrested a man in the 300 block of 2nd Avenue. 38-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was arrested for criminal mischief in the third degree, breach of peace, and interference with official acts. Reinhardt was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Police in Creston report there were four arrests on Sunday and one arrest on Saturday. Taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. Sunday was 40-year-old Brenda Lynn Davis of Kent. She was arrested for driving while suspended and was brought to the Union County Jail, where she later bonded out on $300. At around 8 p.m. on Sunday, 18-year-old Amber Molina Parmenter of Corning was arrested in Creston for driving while suspended. She was transported to the Union County Jail and later bonded out on $300. At around 2:20 Sunday afternoon, 38-year-old Shelby Lynn Willems of Creston was arrested at his residence for driving while suspended. He was cited for the offense and released. And just before 3 p.m. Sunday, Lori Ann Clayton of Creston was arrested at the Walmart store for trespassing. She also was cited and released. Saturday afternoon, 33-year-old Anthony Charles Wasson of Creston was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Wasson remains in the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. Creston police said also a resident of the 500 block of North Walnut Street reported Friday evening that he had clothing taken from his closet at his residence. The loss was estimated at $500. The Adair County Board of Supervisors today will act on appointing a new county auditor. Their meeting takes place at 9 a.m. in the Adair County Secondary Roads Office Building. Auditor Mindy Schaefer resigned last month after 11 years on the job. Her last meeting was on March 27th, and her last day on the job was Friday. Schaefer moves into her new position today as the Union County Assessor. The Adair County Supervisors published a notice of their intentions to appoint a person to succeed Schaefer rather than hold a special election. As expected, they will move to appoint her deputy auditor, Mandy Berg, to the higher post this morning. Berg has served the county for 8 years. After making Berg's appointment, the board will act on the appointment of a deputy auditor and information technology and elections deputy. Adair County residents have 14 days following the appointment to submit a petition calling for a special election. If there are no petitions, Berg will continue as auditor until the term expires in 2020. In other business, the Adair County Board of Supervisors this morning will hold a public hearing with regard to a road classification for Quebec Avenue to a Level C road, and County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present a resolution for the board to sign with regard to reducing the level of maintenance to Area Service C for E10 and Grove Township, as well as his regular report on maintenance and activities. The board will also receive a manure management plan, or MMP, update. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office over the weekend assisted Red Oak Police in the arrest of a man Sunday morning for public intoxication. 31-year-old Michael Jeffrey France of the Omaha Council Bluffs area was taken into custody just before 2 p.m. Sunday, or 2 a.m. that is, and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. At around 1:10 a.m. Sunday, Red Oak Police arrested 33-year-old David Harmon of Red Oak for public intoxication. He was taken into custody with the help of sheriff's deputies following a reported intoxicated patron outside the Red Coach Inn. Harmon was being held on a $300 bond. Two men were arrested on drug charges Saturday evening in Red Oak. Authorities say a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Ironwood Avenue resulted in the arrest of 39-year-old Jacob Teal of Omaha for possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of prescription pills without a prescription, and possession of a controlled substance. Officers also arrested 26-year-old Trey Owens of Lincoln, Nebraska, for possession of paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. Both men were being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond each. In our funeral announcements, Ron Allman Road, age 74, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Graveside memorial services for Ron Allman Road will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Jacob Hastert, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Jacob Hastert will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Rebecca Mack, age 65, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Rebecca Mack will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Zita Ann Brook, age 89, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Zita Brook will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Kenneth Bartlett, age 90, of Creston and formerly of Orient, died Friday at the Creston Specialty Care. Celebration of life and Masonic services for Kenneth Bartlett will be Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. W. Ardell Thompson, age 96, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Ardell Thompson are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Linda Roselle Crisafi, age 68, of Walnut, died March 25th. Services for Linda Crisafi will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.